Digital technology such as interactive touch walls is enabling Mahatma Gandhi's enduring message of peace through non-violence to reach a new, much younger audience. The technology is part of an exhibition at Melbourne's Immigration Museum called Mahatma Gandhi, an Immigrant. Gandhi, born into British-ruled India, led non-violent resistance movements that changed both South Africa, where he worked for a time, and his eventually independent homeland. For one museum visitor, 7-year-old Nikhil Suresh, whose parents were born in India, the story of Gandhi's life had already piqued his interest.
My dad told me that Gandhi, when he was in prison, he wrote a letter to my great-grandfather.
But the young history enthusiast says being exposed to the artefacts, the documents and images has given him a deeper appreciation of the broader Gandhi story.
How he could stand up against so much people and stop the British from taking over India.
The archival video and newscasts help recreate the mood of the 1930s.
As a symbol of his non-violent war against British rule, Gandhi chose the hand-operated spinning wheel. Along with it went a boycott of cloth manufactured in England and sold in India by British monopoly.
Among the most significant artefacts on display is an original salt license Indians were forced to produce to access salt during British monopoly. Exhibition curator Birad Rajaram says the policy prompted one of Gandhi's most profound acts of peaceful defiance, the 1930 Salt March. He recounts how Gandhi walked almost 400 kilometres in symbolic and peaceful defiance.
He started with 78 people. He reached the shores of Dandi with 100,000. He had more than 1,300 newspapers covering the event all over the world.
And also behind the glass is an exhibit of the international recognition of the stand, an original 1930 Time magazine, where Gandhi was proclaimed Man of the Year. Immigration Museum General Manager Rohini Kapadath says the pursuit of peace and sustainability are just as relevant today.
I think there's never been a more important time for us to be telling the story of a man who has single-handedly altered the course of mankind through peaceful, non-violent means.
Birad Rajaram, the curator, says he agrees.
We are all becoming world citizens. And I think this opportunity over here is to not become a follower of Gandhi. It is to find the next Gandhi. And the next Gandhi could be in Melbourne.
The exhibition is scheduled to run until July.